Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anger, a step-by-step program for success, by William J. Nouse, EDD. Foreword by Robert Alberti, PhD. Narrated by Andrew Joseph Perez. Publisher's note: this audiobook will refer to visual elements included in the print and ebook editions of the book. Additionally, this audiobook includes many references to exercises. Please have a piece of paper with a pen or pencil or a note-taking device available. Disclaimer: this publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering psychological, financial, legal, or other professional services. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. Foreword. Every book about anger, Amazon tells us there are thousands of them, has a slightly different take on the topic. Express it or don't. Understand it or forget about it. Meditate over it or hit pillows. Accept it or explain it away. Kick the habit or kick the dog. Throw something or take a deep breath. Shout out your feelings or stay quiet. So, why should you listen to this book over all the others? What does Bill Nouse have to offer that others don't? Is there anything new here? The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anger is different. Let me tell you why it's better. First of all, Bill Nouse is the real deal. He's a highly qualified psychologist with decades of experience in helping folks deal with the issues that disrupt, discomfort, disturb, and discombobulate their lives. I've known Bill for many years, and I know he knows what works to make things better. Second, Bill's approach is practical, down to earth, empirically proven, and within reach. It doesn't require months of exercises or years of therapy. It's not a silver bullet, however, and it will require you to do some work. Third, Bill doesn't ask you to believe in a magical cure. He acknowledges that anger is a tough nut to crack. He knows you can't just close your eyes and make it go away. He encourages you and gives you the tools to figure out what's happening around the anger in your life. And he offers a wide variety of proven solutions you can apply to develop your own skills, what works for you in dealing with your problem anger. Fourth, if you work it right, you'll gain from this book a thorough grounding in the basics of cognitive behavioral therapy, awareness of 9 key factors of anger, guidance in self-examination and reappraisal of your ideas about anger, expansion and application of what you learn through worksheets and skill-building exercises, and a structure to help you stay on course as you learn, a progress log. And there's more. This book covers what's known about anger and what you think you know that's not so, and the important differences between natural, positive, constructive, and parasitic, toxic problem anger. Especially important and valuable in the cognitive behavioral formulation is the notion of cognitive restructuring, the process of reframing your response to anger-provoking situations so as to respond to them more constructively. Cognitive behavioral therapy is derived from the rational emotive behavior therapy system, which was created by famed psychologist Dr. Albert Ellis. Dr. Ellis was fond of quoting the first century Greek philosopher Epictetus. "What disturbs people's minds is not events, but their judgments on events." You'll discover in the chapters that follow just how much difference your judgments on events make in your daily interactions with others. In short, you get angry because of the way you look at things. I've been a researcher, teacher, therapist, and author focusing on constructive self-expression, including anger, for more than 40 years, from the days of pillow pounding and Bobo dolls through self-awareness exercises to behavioral skills training and to meditation, mindfulness, acceptance, and commitment, and beyond. It's clear to me that anger will always be an element of the human experience. I've found that what we know about anger can be described in a handful of key tenets. Anger is a natural, normal human emotion, not a style of behavior. A modest level of anger arousal is healthy, a signal that there is a problem to solve. Chronic anger can be a major health hazard. We can and should learn to diffuse most anger even before it begins. We get angry because of the way we look at things, our thoughts, values, and beliefs. When we must express anger, it's best to work toward resolution, not revenge. No system or approach to dealing with anger works for everybody all the time. One of the great things about a workbook is that it can be a sort of structured diary or journal, giving you space to keep track of your progress and forcing you to think about questions you might otherwise avoid. Like a diary, nobody else sees it unless you want them to. You're completely free to record your answers, thoughts, fears, and issues. Think through the concepts you learn here. Complete the exercises. Answer the questions. Fill in the blanks. Write in the margins. Above all, be honest with yourself. The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anger is your definitive guide, a powerful tool that can motivate, structure, and record your journey from parasitic to natural anger expression. Put it to work for you. Robert Alberti, co-author of Your Perfect Right. Introduction. If you are among the millions of people whose anger creates unwanted troubles, continue on. If you have too many reasons to feel angry, you'll see how to whittle them down. Maybe you are tired of feeling angry and want to live a calmer life. This book covers that too. And it will also show you how to protect yourself from others' anger. When is anger a problem for you? Anger is a problem when you think it is. But that's not the full story. Two or more significant destructive aggressive actions in different places and times suggests a pattern. So, when is your anger worth addressing? When you feel angered too often, in too many ways, and to a harmful extreme. When it negatively affects the quality of your life. When your anger is affecting those close to you. It can take just one explosive anger incident to capsize your life. That risk is worth preventing. In this book, I refer to forms of anger that drain time, resources, and energy as parasitic anger. If you think anger is a problem for you and is harmful in the way that a parasite is, are you ready to take steps to lessen it? If your answer is yes, be assured that you have many ways to do this. This book will teach you how to prevent or lessen parasitic forms of anger by using proven techniques based on a form of therapy called Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. After we look at a brief history of CBT and see why it is effective, I'll describe how to become a self-help expert in using CBT to build positive skills by combating destructive forms of anger. Throughout the book, you'll find numerous techniques and exercises to help you on this path. Several of these are available to download on the website for this book, newharbinger.com/44321. By selecting CBT methods that apply to your situation and practicing them, you can learn to free yourself from false beliefs, develop new healthy beliefs, experience more positive emotions, and live your life less angrily and far more productively. A brief CBT history. The phrase cognitive behavioral therapy appeared around 1970 as an umbrella term for a system developed to overcome negative conditions such as anger, anxiety, and depression. Since that time, millions have used CBT methods to address practically every psychological affliction. Although it is a relatively new term, various CBT methods have been around for over 2,400 years. CBT owes a debt of gratitude to the Greek philosopher Socrates and to the ancient Stoics, whom I consider to be early cognitive therapists. Around 400 BCE, Socrates developed a purposeful, open-ended questioning method for helping people understand and educate themselves. Today, Socratic questioning is a research-supported CBT method for deconstructing harmful false beliefs. Here is an example of how you can use questions to gain clarity. You angrily believe that people are out to get you. You ask yourself, among the 7 billion people who live on this planet, where is the evidence that they all think the same way about me? The answer? There is no evidence for that. The ancient Stoics explored the influence of thinking on emotions and mental health. Starting with the founder of the Stoic movement, Zeno, circa 300 BCE, the Stoics devised reasoning methods to correct distressful false thinking that cognitive behavioral therapists use today. Ancients who lived the Stoic way appear to have found greater inner peace compared to those who magnified and muddled their thinking about the significance of events. Thus, the Stoics were free to experience a broader range of emotions. Stoics viewed emotions as things which follow upon judgments. They found that events need not dictate a specific form of thought. They explored how false beliefs and misjudgments promote emotional excesses. They studied and taught others how to see and rid themselves of false beliefs. They devised ways to accept adversity, hardship, and matters outside of their control. They displayed curiosity about natural emotions, such as anger, and about acting on natural emotions that were free from false beliefs and misjudgments. They pursued living responsible, simple, humble lives. The Stoics' views influenced the work of many scholars, psychiatrists, and psychologists, whose efforts were on improving psychological health. You'll also find Buddhist teachings in CBT. Here are a few. You deepen your understanding of yourself by knowledge of how your mind works. You accept things as they are. You replace unpleasant thoughts with positive ones. You act honorably, as this is in the enlightened interest of all. With meditation, you cultivate wisdom and compassion from insights. The enemies of enlightenment are lies, dishonest dealings, abusive language, and harming others. Nothing lasts. All things change. The Theravada Buddhism scriptures, written between 300 BCE and 100 BCE, cite Gautama Buddha's teachings on reducing anger to help the self and society with three steps. 1. Non-response to provocations. 2. Kindness. And 3. The right intention to avoid violence and revenge. These three points have modern scientific support. You can also find CBT principles and practices in the work of many early to mid-20th century therapists and theorists who independently connected the dots between thinking and feeling and doing. Their work led to the understanding that negative thinking triggered negative emotions and harmful behavior, and that we can change negative thinking through re-education. They developed behavioral conditioning methods to help children overcome fears and phobias, and to help people free themselves from needless inhibitions. Pioneers in the field recognized the destructive force of negative anger-arousing evaluations and offered practical solutions. Many 20th century pioneers saw that not only could you change how you feel by changing your thinking, but also you could change your thinking and feelings by changing what you do. CBT is like a living sponge, growing by absorbing new evidence-based techniques and systems all the time. Arnold Lazarus's multimodal therapy, MMT, psychologist Stephen Hayes' acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, and Zindel Siegel and John Teasdale's mindfulness-based cognitive behavior therapy, MBCBT, operate separately from CBT, but also broaden the base of the CBT system. Research support for CBT. CBT has more favorable outcome studies and more meta-analyses, studies of studies used to find patterns and trends in the data, than any other psychological therapy approach, making it the gold standard therapy system. I informally reviewed 501 CBT meta-analyses, which collectively demonstrate that the CBT approach has the strongest support for reducing anger, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other difficulties, such as sleep disorders and perfectionism. Boston University psychology professor Stefan Hoffman scientifically studied 106 CBT meta-analyses and found persuasive support for CBT interventions for reducing anxiety, anger, and general stress. Growth by reading. Can you use CBT to improve your life? Studies show that indeed you can. Bibliotherapy is the use of books, e.g., self-help books, as therapy to treat psychological conditions. I reviewed 158 scholarly articles on CBT bibliotherapy, the majority of which showed positive results for people working on their own or with professional guidance. Improvements from this healing through reading approach seem lasting, and changes in one area can favorably affect a problem-related area. How do you select self-help books? Chapman University professor Richard Redding recommended single-topic books authored by professionally trained doctoral-level mental health experts. Redding found that the highest-rated self-help books highlighted cognitive behavioral methods. This book, The Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anger, meets these standards. Here are six potential benefits of using this CBT workbook to combat parasitic forms of anger. 1. You can learn pre-tested self-help ideas in a reasonably short time. 2. You have access to many professionally designed self-improvement experiments. 3. You are free to choose what you'll do based on what is relevant to you. 4. You can work at your own pace. 5. You can note important parts in the book and go over them as many times as you wish. 6. You can modify experiments to suit your situation and use the results to make adjustments. Growth by doing. Two important components of CBT are 1. Gaining information that helps promote new understandings and perspectives, and 2. Completing behavioral assignments. First, in order to learn strategies to reduce anger, it is important to know how thinking and believing affect feelings, how problem anger co-occurs with other problems such as anxiety, negative mood, hunger, and fear, how to target and reduce anger, and how to recognize parasitic anger thinking and mute its effects when you experience these thoughts. Second, behavioral practice sessions, behavioral assignments, are at the heart of any active self-improvement approach and are one of the most important parts of CBT. Albert Ellis, a grandfather of CBT, strongly emphasized doing homework assignments to test ideas in practical settings. Here, you experiment with new ways of thinking, feeling, and doing, measure the results of what you do, and make adjustments based on the feedback you get. How else are you going to improve? You'll find this interactive workbook loaded with cognitive thinking, emotive feeling, and behavioral doing experiments. Pick the ones that seem right for you. These are your self-selected behavioral assignments. How much time does it take to learn and practice CBT methods to make a positive personal change with anger? There are no hard and fast rules. Different people are at different stages of change. Problems vary, as do life circumstances. There are so many varieties, nuances, and conditions for anger that it is impractical to consider them all in this book. You'll sometimes have to adapt methods to special anger problem areas. For example, if I had more space to write, I'd have loved to write a chapter on anger and quarreling couples. However, if you spend half as much time per week as you would on a 3-credit college history course, you are likely to make noteworthy positive progress in 4 months. Experiment. Adjust the time up or down. Paths to self-mastery. Self-mastery boils down to having a realistic sense of command over yourself and the controllable events around you. By meeting both everyday and significant life challenges, you can learn much about your capabilities for dealing with adversities and pursuing positive opportunities. Personal change is a self-mastery process, not an event. Surprisingly, learning to address needless forms of anger is as good a way as any to move toward self-mastery. Self-mastery builds on 3 pillars for self-learning: no failure, no blame, and preparation. These pillars support the stage for developing and using cognitive, emotive, and behavioral change approaches to combat parasitic anger. The no failure way. Effective therapists help promote realistic awareness in their clients and serve as catalysts for productive actions. You can follow this same awareness action direction for overcoming parasitic forms of anger. However, this takes developing knowledge and experimenting with solutions. Let's turn to that next. Failure is part of life. You may fail to get a job you want, date the person of your dreams, or pass an entry test. The consequences for such failures are hardly fatal. The odds are you will bounce back and try again or try a different way. It's a learning process. A no-failure approach involves seeing failures as opportunities for learning. When you apply a no-failure approach to your self-mastery efforts, you are doing so to discover what works, what doesn't, and how you might improve. You put on your scientist's hat and experiment. You don't judge yourself globally. Rather, you judge the process and results. You figure out what works best for you to reduce or rid yourself of parasitic forms of anger. Thomas Edison expressed this view when it came to his inventions. Once asked how he could tolerate so many failures to find a filament for a light bulb, Edison answered unexpectedly. He said he discovered what didn't work. The no blame way. If you sideswipe a fender of a legally parked car, you are to blame and bear responsibility for the cost of the repair. If blame stayed at this level, humanity would be far less affected by the consequences of anger. However, very often people blow legitimate gripes out of proportion by blaming and condemning. Throughout this book, you'll see how to advance your positive interests and rights productively without excessive blame. The preparation way. A top artist, mechanic, teacher, or manager hones many skills over a lifetime. Developing these skills takes countless hours of practice, much of which involves mental practice fused with physically polishing behavioral skills. Likewise, mental preparation to cope with anger takes time, practice, and honing skills in the form of blending objective ways of thinking with problem-solving actions. I coined the phrase mental karate to describe this process. The key is to experiment with approaches that fit your personality and situation. As the old adage goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Over the past several thousand years, many wise people saw the personal, social, and health dangers of excessive and extreme anger and aggression. We are fortunate to have many fine-minded contemporary thinkers with solutions for overcoming problematic anger. Some contributed their top tips for this book, which you'll find throughout the chapters, including chapter 12, where you'll find a collection of tips covering diverse anger topics. What works for you? One size does not fit all, and what works for you in one situation may not in another. Not everyone wears the same sized shirt or prefers the same colors and design. Nevertheless, shirts have features in common, as do CBT anger reduction approaches. Some will apply better in some situations, like a long-sleeved t-shirt for a hike on a chilly day and a button-down shirt for a formal party. Throughout this book, you'll find dozens of ways to overcome parasitic anger. Some might make a significant impact. Others may make a small difference. However, a small change is not a negligible change. Many small changes add up. Along with the larger changes, they are part of an accumulation effect for progress. Also, keep in mind that people change at different rates. A lot depends on readiness and strength of motivation. Lapses and spurts and treading water occur along the way. Some go at a gradual pace, others move in spurts in the beginning and pace themselves differently later. Once you set your mind on accomplishing something of importance, in this case, reducing the harmful effects of anger, you'll find ideas that support that interest everywhere. Eventually, you'll develop a coping frame of reference or a tested array of ways to prevent and combat anger problems tailor-made for you. As you master the methods that seem right for you, you might experience sudden gains. When these leaps occur, they often correspond with a reduction in negative thinking. I stacked the book with ideas to reduce negative thinking. You are the captain of your ship, steering your course through the waters of life. You can do a lot on your own to move in healthier, happier, positive directions. However, if you have a serious anger crisis, you don't have to do it all by yourself. A CBT counselor, like a harbor master, can help point to treacherous waters and show you how to get past the obstacles. If you are already working with a professional counselor on anger, you can use the Cognitive Behavioral Workbook for Anger to support and speed your progress. Chapter 1. Anger Angles. Anger often gets an undeserved bad rap as a destructive prelude to aggression. Frederick Tracy, an early pioneer in psychology, had a different view. He saw anger as a force which education should direct and not annihilate. The problem with anger lies in its abuse. Let's look at two examples of anger. In the first one, you see a parent beating a child for crying and feel a protective sense of anger. In the second example, you misplace your keys, look for someone else to blame, and throw a tantrum. Think of these examples as two sides of a coin. On one side of the coin, you'll find natural anger. It's a mobilizing force against a threat. It's a pushback emotion against unfairness and inequities. It's an expression of dominance. You show natural anger to control another's adverse behaviors. You don't need words to express natural anger. Natural anger has been around for over 200,000 years, before the days of language as we know it today. On the opposite side of the coin is parasitic anger. This form of anger acts like a parasite, draining your mental and emotional resources. This anger is an automatic response to some triggering event that has little to do with surviving, thriving, building friendships, or much of anything else that is positive. How do you liberate yourself from parasitic anger? You'll start your journey in this chapter, where we'll cover a survey for skills you want to improve or develop that apply to lessening needless anger, 9 anger factors, 4 main purposes that anger serves, and solutions to handling anger emergencies and tested ways to quell harmful forms of anger before things get out of hand, including 3 primary levels for change. An early 20th century psychologist saw anger this way. The problem with anger lies not in its existence, but rather in the difficulties in controlling and directing it and limiting it to its proper function. While not properly disciplined, it, of course, introduces disorder and pain into the mental life. Anger is the most complex and controversial of the different primal emotions. It is often the most dreaded emotion, mainly because of the aggressiveness, intimidation, violence, hostility, ill will, and unpleasantries commonly associated with it. How pervasive is anger? In a 2017 American Psychological Association stress survey, 35% of those responding reported irritability and anger as a result of stress as a problem, with 7.8% reporting outbursts and aggressive actions of yelling, hitting, or throwing objects. If anger is a problem for you, where do you start to get a handle on what you can do? The following anger survey can help identify skill areas that apply to overcoming parasitic anger. You can also download this survey from the website for this book, newharbinger.com/44321. Anger Survey. Although this survey doesn't cover every conceivable anger angle, it applies to what you'll find in this book and will help you identify important areas for you to concentrate on. Instructions. When you come to a statement that sounds like a skill you'd like to advance, the chapters in the book that refer to related skills are mentioned for each item. 1. If I could take time to cool down, I would. Chapter 1. 2. I'd like to be able to stop my anger from getting out of control. Chapter 1. 3. I'd like to know the deeper causes for my anger. Chapter 1. 4. I'd like to know if
Sample complete. Ready to continue?